Many of the nation's living Medal of Honor recipients are in Boston this week for the Medal of Honor Convention. The gathering is organized by the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, and it's being held in Boston for the third time. WBUR's Alex Ashlock has been with some of the recipients this week and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Bob.
Background here. President Lincoln created the Medal of Honor back in 1861. Give us more about the history.
Well, Bob, it's the nation's highest and rarest military honor. There have only been about 3,500 of these medals awarded. It's always bestowed by the president in the name of Congress to a member of the military who distinguishes himself or herself through gallantry at the risk of his or her own life above and beyond the call of duty.
As we said, many of the living recipients are here this week. How many in Boston?
Well, Bob, organizers say about 46 or 47 of the 78 living recipients will attend the convention, so that's a pretty good ratio.
And they're from all over the country, right?
All over the country.
Tell us about some of the Medal of Honor recipients who are attending the convention in Boston this week.
Well, yesterday I had a chance to speak with Harold Fritz. He goes by Hal. He was born in Chicago, grew up in Wisconsin. In 1969, he was serving in the Army in Vietnam when his armored vehicle column was ambushed, and despite being seriously wounded, he led his men in a counterattack that forced the enemy to retreat.
We represent the service, the sacrifice, the dedication of all the men and women that have served, are serving, and will serve. And you can put any recipient in front of the microphone or the camera, and I'll tell you the same thing. We wear the ribbons for those that sacrificed.
Medal of Honor recipient Hal Fritz, who served in Vietnam. What about Medal of Honor recipients, Alex, from more recent wars? Are there any in Boston this week?
There are, Bob. There have been four Medals of Honor awarded for bravery during the Iraq War, but all of those medals were awarded posthumously, so there are no living recipients from the Iraq War. But there are recipients from Afghanistan here in Boston. One of them is retired Army Staff Sergeant Clint Romachet. He was honored for his actions in the Battle of Kamdesh in Afghanistan. That was in 2009. His unit was ambushed. They were badly outnumbered. And despite being wounded, just like Hal Fritz was, he rallied his men and kept fighting in a battle that lasted for 12 hours. Romachet said what all of these men said yesterday: Medal of Honor winners really aren't that special.
Not 10 foot tall, we're not bulletproof, we're just regular Americans like everyone else in this country. We come from all walks of life, and it's that spark, that American spirit that's inside of every one of us to go and do something great, that one person has the potential to make a change and make a difference.
And on that point, Alex, making a difference, you were telling me that many of the Medal of Honor recipients are still trying to do that. They speak to other veterans about the importance of seeking help for post-traumatic stress disorder, and they spend a lot of time talking to students, and a lot of them are doing that this week around Massachusetts.
That's right. They're going to be spreading out across the Commonwealth today. It's a big focus of this convention. Tom Kelly is one of the men who will be visiting area schools today. He told me he'll be talking about the importance of service.
We never talk about the particular incident that earned us the Medal of Honor, because we know that there are millions and millions out there who did not get the Medal of Honor, who are probably just as well deserved as we are.
And Bob, that's something they all said to me. They don't really like to talk about what they did to earn the medal. It's more important to talk about the values of service and patriotism. Tom Kelly received his Medal of Honor during the Vietnam War as well. He was in the Navy leading a group of assault boats on a rescue mission. They were actually going to rescue some Army soldiers when they were attacked. He protected his men and got them out. Despite being seriously wounded himself, he lost an eye. And Bob, Tom Kelly is from Boston, and today he'll speak to students at his alma mater, Boston College High School.
Well, welcome to Tom Kelly, even though he's from Boston.
That's right.
And welcome to all these other Medal of Honor recipients who are in Boston this week for the convention.
Great to have them here.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.